Australian government is confident the Millennium Bug will cause nothing more than a hiccup for Australia. About 40 federal government staff will begin work from late tonight at the National Coordination Centre in Canberra after any system breakdowns or power failures around the country. They'll collate data from all state and territory governments and oversee any emergencies. The Parliamentary Secretary, Ronnie Center, Ian Campbell, says Australia is possibly the best prepared country in the world. But he says there's still a chance of a few glitches for the past midnight.
I guess the thing we have to fear and what causes the anxiety at the moment is fear of the unknown. If something goes wrong that we haven't thought of or something goes wrong, we create a bigger headache. And that's why we're there at the National Coordination Centre, to get that information quickly and be able to respond as soon as possible.
Fireworks displays will be the picture of community celebration of over Australia. Daniel Browning reports Melbourne South Bay Concert and Sydney Harbour Bridge are expected to be the focus of celebrations.
As it mentions, it's been months preparing for tonight's display, with 1 million people expecting to marvel at the show from vantage points on both sides of the harbour. The biggest fireworks display ever seen in Melbourne will light up the skies, all from harbour buildings and sites across the city. There'll be free entertainment in Adelaide's Victoria Square in the lead-up to the countdown, while in Brisbane, 150,000 people are expected to see the excitement at the South Bank Complex. In Perth, Cottesloe Beach will be the focus of celebration, with fireworks also over the harbour in Fremantle. Despite the big wet, celebration in Darwin will be a dry affair, with freezing on the street outlawed on the way.
Hello everyone, around the world, I wish you a very happy, healthy and prosperous New Year.
Thank you very much.
All right.